This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conditions are changing very rapidly, and obviously we have a very dangerous situation on our hands with Hurricane Ida, and we can expect devastating impacts to continue for most of the next 24 hours or so as the hurricane passes through the state.
That's Governor John Bel Edwards talking about Ida, Hurricane Ida slamming into the U.S. with so much incredible power behind it. The Mississippi River reverse course. When have you heard that? The first death from Hurricane Ida has been reported, a person who was possibly crushed by a fallen tree. 1 million people without power right now. So much is happening. Plus, 13 U.S. service members died in Afghanistan, sadly, as we all know. And so they come back to the United States, dying, having died with honor. And this young generation of just incredibly gifted people, from what everyone has said around them, back with flag-draped coffins to the Dover Air Force Base. We'll talk about that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I hope you had a good weekend. It's a tough weekend for a lot of people. A lot of anxiety waiting to see what was going to happen with Hurricane Ida. And a big shout-out to so many people listening to us in Lafayette, in Lake Charles, in New Orleans. We have some incredible affiliates there, and I know many of you have reached out and have said you're concerned about what it's going to look like afterwards, and I'm sure so many are willing to help, and we know that a lot has been lined up already. So, again, if you're listening to us, 98.5, News Talk 98.5, 990 AM in New Orleans, or 104.1 FM in Lake Charles. We hear you, we feel you, and I know it's got to be nerve-wracking for those who evacuated, which apparently there were a lot of people not knowing what's left, you know, what's left of their homes, what's left of the business. A lot of businesses could be affected by this, and that's pretty much the word in some of those parishes as to what too many will come back to. The waves, incredible, the storm surge in some areas, again, just amazingly high. The storm crawled inland, and it dumped back to a Cat 2 storm and thrashed New Orleans, passing within 30 miles of the city. All of New Orleans lost power in the storm. 97% of a nearby area, Jefferson Parish, was without power. A main transmission tower collapsed into the Mississippi River. So a transmission tower down. And that served a lot of people in the city of New Orleans. So the power outages, that's a very, very, obviously a very, very big thing. And I think the next couple of days, as the governor said there, Governor Edwards, it's going to be about First Light and coming back and first responders, et cetera. And then hopefully not finding people unless you're helping them. But there could be other people that were trapped, couldn't get out, and, you know, we won't know, I think, until it's the morning hours and people are able to get out there and figure out what areas are safe to crawl into and what areas aren't, because I think they're going to really see some damage. Maybe perhaps they weren't expecting. Who knows? I mean, I think if you looked at, I was looking at, having spent a lot of great time in New Orleans, I was looking at a skyline shot along Canal Street. It was just so dark on Sunday because the electricity was out. And that's, you know, you think of the French Quarter, Canal Street, you think of the iconic areas, and it was very eerie to see what that looked like, you know. And to me, in looking at Ida and the situation, I think the good news is that a lot of people connected to these various parishes had it together. There were places to go. There were shelters to go. So much was lined up because you can't stop the hurricane, but what can you do to protect the people that are still there, or the people that are going to come back, or, you know, how do you handle all of that? So there was a flash flood emergency issued for parts of New Orleans. There, you know, there's going to be major damage where Idaho came ashore. And then almost all Gulf Coast oil production shut down too as well. And you can bet that that's going to affect a lot of us in the United States. More than 95% of current oil production in the Gulf of Mexico shut down because of the storm. And, you know, that's 288 production platforms, from what I understand. 11 drilling rigs in the Gulf had to be evacuated. Of course they did. 9 refineries, this is key, including those operated by Phillips 66, Shell, ExxonMobil, Valero, stopped or reduced their operations. Chevron closed its terminals as well. The Colonial Pipeline was shut down between the Gulf Coast and North Carolina. Remember that they had that cyber attack in May. So will we see, you know, gas prices go up, and, you know, what happens as a result of that? Certainly that could be something that happens. But looking at the winds just blow through intersections, I'm watching windows busting out of some of the buildings in New Orleans and Baton Rouge and other places, and then looking to see what, you know, again, what will happen to the people who got hammered. There's a place called Houma, Louisiana, that the winds just plowed into it. I mean, just hammered it. One of the first places where it was hit, and emergency services had to be suspended because if it's not safe, I mean, how can they go out there? So you're not going to get the fire department to go out when it's not safe for them to be out there. And they were only responding to fire alarms, right? So only if it was safe were they going to do that. And I think the flash flood warning is also the scary thing, because people think, you know, it's about getting to higher ground. People think that it looks okay, right? And then it's not. So the big push, of course, is to conserve water and save battery power and all of that. And for the people who did, I mean, thank goodness because of the power losses. But we'll see what Ida did plowing inward, just how awful, you know, looking at the eye wall. Which is, of course, the most extreme of it all. And that's why I said Houma really got hit big time. And some of the other parishes where you saw poles come down and the debris just flying all over the place. Remember the debris? That's what's also scary. The debris becomes like weapons. It turns into that, you know, as you see stuff flying through the air. All right, more on what happened there and some other odds and ends from over the weekend, too, as well.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Interesting in looking at and trying to put in perspective what was happening with Hurricane Ida. There was a lot written about Al Roker, who and I only saw this after the fact, that was just getting pummeled himself by Ida. You know, Roker, of course, on the Today Show, but a TV meteorologist, and he was in New Orleans. He had a full-body wetsuit on. He was part of Meet the Press. And when they went to him, he was smacked by the waves from Lake Pontchartrain as it was just smacked him. I mean, at one point, he was getting crushed. It was like, whoa, is he going to – he's getting engulfed by this thing. And I think that NBC has a lot of people – sending them emails, what are you doing? Even Al Roker tweeted out eventually, don't worry about me. I volunteered to. It's part of the job. My crew and I are safe. We're back at our hotel. And for people who think I'm too old to be doing this, try and keep up because people were complaining. He's too old that he doesn't need to be out in the middle of the hurricane. But he wanted to be. So that's what happens when you put yourself out there in the middle of a hurricane. There's only so much grounding somebody can do. I mean, and then that's it. You got to be hanging on to stuff, and you got to be able to steady yourself in some of that crazy wind, and that's what happened to him. He went in a different direction, I think. That's what it looked like to me. And it just was strong wind and water that slammed into him. So the beast, as they're calling it, of the bayou got a little bit of Al Roker. And all power, like I mentioned, off in New Orleans. There are other parts of Louisiana that don't have power as well. But the main thing is all power out in New Orleans. Yeah, crazy. All right, I want to mention a couple of other things. Ed Asner dies at the age of 91. And you could say, oh, Ed Asner. And, of course, you know who he is because of whether you're younger or older, he was the legendary boss on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Lou Grant. But he was also the, I guess, the crotchety old man in a really clever, clever, clever animated film called Up, which, you know, that came out in 2009, and he was the voice of Carl, and I think it smashed all kinds of records, so lots of people certainly saw him, and it was like his likeness, the character, animated style. Certainly a lot of people would have seen, I think would have seen that, because it got very, very big box office. And it was a wonderful film, by the way. But anyway, Ed Asner, dead at the age of 91. I had a chance one a long, long time ago to interview him, and he was very, 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 very funny. All right, from funny to grim, the president attended the homecoming for the troops killed in Afghanistan. So while our drone was killing an ISIS group of bombers targeting the airport, the president and the first lady were at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, and the families were there. And, of course, one by one, the remains of the 13 U.S. troops killed in the Kabul suicide bombing were removed. No sounds. It was very what they call dignified transfer. Very, very, very quiet. The honor guards in battle dress, carrying the flag, drape cases. The only buzz was the C-17 aircraft that had transported them. That was it. And the dead ranged in age from 20 to 31. They came from California, Massachusetts, and states all over the place. Five were just 20, born not long before the attacks of September 11th in 2001 that spurred, of course, the U.S. to invade Afghanistan to topple al-Qaeda and dismantle the Taliban, who were ruling the country. One of the Marines was expecting his first child in 3 weeks, and there was another 22-year-old Navy corpsman who had his last FaceTime conversation with his mother and told her, "Don't worry, I'll be safe. My guys got me." And just very, 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 very sad. Amazing their will and want to serve. Very sad to see those fallen heroes who lost their lives in service of the country. And 11 of the 13 Americans killed were Marines. One was a Navy sailor. One an Army soldier. So we certainly wish their families some sort of peace of mind, because it's got to be really just absolutely devastating. Has to be incredibly, incredibly devastating. In the meantime, yeah, there's this thing called COVID. Yes, the Delta variant that keeps rearing its ugly head. And dealing with the Delta variant and what's happening at the start of schools and school boards fighting and arguing about masks on, masks off, or vaccinations and proof of vaccinations or testing, or a lot of different tentacles to this, depending on what school we're talking about, what state we're talking about. It's definitely not one size fits all. There's no question about that. And discussions over what's next and what happens with the boosters and what happens with vaxxers and hospitals going up again, hospital rates, hospitalizations, ICUs, with just a couple of beds left, which is a big concern, of course. It's a big concern in Louisiana. If something happened, if somebody was in an accident, would there be space for them in some hospitals? Perhaps, but others just completely, completely booked up because of the Delta variant. And how this is handled and what happens ultimately in public spaces and what happens with businesses. And we've been down this road before. For the last 15 months, we've been down this road. And I think for so many of us, right, it's tiresome. And then the concern over jobs and job loss. But then the other side of that, of course, is the loss of life. And what brings someone into the hospital? Was it underlying conditions? How were they exposed? And, you know, what happened? There's been a couple of popular radio hosts. I mentioned Phil Valentine. There's another host that also died of COVID in Florida. And I talked about being on Phil's show, and it's just hard to believe that one day I'm healthy as an ox, everything's great, and we know, listen, anything can happen, right? But not expecting that to happen. And we're hearing more of those stories, people who really feel pretty invincible, and then they get a curveball, something happens, and all of a sudden they're not invincible, and what happens in that tracing and what happens to the people around them. I mean, that's the thing that's so elusive, right? It's a thing you can't see, you can't, I mean, we know this. We've done this tune before, we've danced around this. And that's the thing, ultimately. Because then it always becomes, well, how did they get, you know, I thought they were fully vaccinated. How did that happen? Weren't they just kind of, you know, they weren't out there? Or, you know, and then it's all those questions, you know, the questions that circle back around and around and around and around and trying to pull this apart. Speaking of being pulled apart, we have just a couple of days, the wrap-up of Afghanistan and Kabul, getting all the Americans out and some of the Afghans who helped, and then where are they being resettled and all of those questions. And then in California, you have a governor who's dealing with fires who's also trying to hang on to his gig. Boy, we'll see what happens. You know, it's going to be here before you know it, November, and he seemed like he had the confidence, and then he, of the Democrats that voted for him, but he lost the confidence because of some of those COVID policies. Can he survive it this time around? He survived a couple of other scandals when he was a mayor of San Francisco. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration in the state of Louisiana in the wake of Hurricane Ida. The order allows federal aid to support local recovery efforts from the areas affected by the storm. Funding will be available for individuals in 25 Louisiana parishes, according to a statement from the White House. One death has been confirmed as a result of Ida. The Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office saying in a statement on Facebook that a person in Prairieville, Louisiana, died after being injured by a fallen tree. The power supplier for the city of New Orleans says that electricity won't be restored Sunday night. Regional energy provider Entergy said in a statement that a load imbalance in the area resulted in generation in the area coming offline. All 8 transmission lines that supply electricity to Orleans Parish are currently down. And Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul came under a rocket attack early Monday morning local time. ABC News reporting that as many as 5 rockets were fired at the airport. No casualties have yet been confirmed. This is USA Radio News. Hollywood has lost another legendary figure. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You've got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the team from Taylor, Michigan has claimed the championship at the Little League World Series. They defeated fellow Great Lakes representative Hamilton, Ohio, 5-2 in the final. The win gives the state of Michigan its first Little League World Series championship since 1959. This year's tournament was also the first time since 1975 that international teams did not compete due to COVID travel restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Some more odds and ends, and I feel so compelled to focus on obviously what's happening in Louisiana and for so many of our affiliates there, News Talk 98.5, Lafayette, 99 AM, New Orleans, and 104.1 FM in Lake Charles. Boy, I have been watching what's going on and talking to people. And, you know, Ida, at least weakened to a Cat 3 storm when it hit New Orleans with 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts, but it still is disastrous, lots of water, etc. And it's frightening in tracking this thing. Just that anticipation and just worry and watching to see what's happening. And by the way, you can certainly help people because there are lots of places that you can reach out to, like the Red Cross, for example. And there's people that are going to be displaced, and we know that, and we'll see some of the stories that are going to come out of Louisiana and some other places as well. Very strange, but in some areas, you know, actually, it might, fingers crossed, not have been as bad as predicted, but I can't even let that leave my lips and seriously say that, because when I think of a Cat 3, are you kidding me? I think of these sections of roofs that have been blown off of buildings, and a big one in New Orleans, lots of them in some of the places that I mentioned, and it was just so crazy and creepy, and all of you know that, to just watch to see what's happening. You got a hurricane season in full force with COVID-19, the anxiety of that because of the hospitals and the lack of ICU beds, and what if something, you know, happens? And again, that's why reach out. Let's help these people. Red Cross is one of those things that people need. The relief efforts, though, and the great thing is that
there was preparedness for this. So in other words, whether it was FEMA or the federal government or locally, there was some serious preparation. And all of you listening to me who are born and raised in Louisiana and Mississippi, you know, I know you get hurricane weary. I know it. And then you're just watching, and you're watching to see what's happening, and you're, you know, sandbagging and doing everything you can. So it's going to be about the echoes of what happens afterwards and the layers of who needs help that we're going to be really focusing on in the next couple of days, and maybe even, you know, beyond that. Because if you listen to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, he talked about Ida being the most powerful storm to slam the state in more than 160 years, which is what he thought was going to happen. So, yes, there are some terribly disastrous things happening, but 4 to 3 to let's see the weakening and watch this whole thing, you know, play out. The other thing that is weighing heavy on my mind, and I know many of yours too as well, and I think it's about the stories and the bravery of the people who serve and what's happening in Kabul and at that airport, and what a target the Americans are and what a target our military is, and then of course the people in Afghanistan who helped. So the thing that really struck me is the bodies and the somberness, which it should be, being flown back, the coffins with the flags draped over them, arriving at Dover Air Force Base, and, you know, it's a military tradition, and it should be, that there's somebody who is with that body of that, you know, of that service person, whether it was one of the two women who served or any of the men who served, you know, and lost their lives at that airport in that outrageous terrorist attack with the two bombs exploding. It is something I think that is so important, and it was something to really kind of watch that and remind us, I think, of that, you know, and I think of the Marine Sergeant Nicole G, who was posted something on Instagram where she had a baby in her arm, and she was holding a baby, and she had just the statement, "I love my job." And so to me, I just think that if you're the family of you know, Nicole G, you can take away this brave woman from Sacramento, California, who served as a maintenance tech with the 24th Marine, you know, unit from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, that she had this attitude, and she was there, and she was felt proud and positive to be helping. But how sad, so young. Oh, all of them so young. The oldest, 31 years old, and boy, I so feel for those families. As I did not serve, but I have many, many, many people in my family who served, including my husband, and I see what that's like, and that camaraderie, and just the incredible sacrifice, and it brings that all home. Because to me, probably like many of you are thinking, and I know I said this the entire time I was on the show when I picked up the mantle, you know, 15 years ago, that what are we doing? How long are we here? What's the end game? Are we remembering this is war? Are we remembering the service members? And remembering the 13 killed in Afghanistan in this bombing is so, I think is so important. It's important to keep that in your mind, because we thought this was over, right? Okay, boom, we're done. That's it. Get out. The planes are coming. We're getting people on. We're moving. We're moving the Americans. But it wasn't over, right? And here's one of the most dangerous assignments that you could possibly imagine. And now we still are left with the questions of the egregious mishandling and how this withdrawal was just marred by chaos and missteps, not by the brave people who served. Not by them, by what happened, strategically speaking, coming out of Pennsylvania Avenue. And, you know, the buck stops there, and the president said it. So why did it happen this way? Would it still be dangerous? Would it be tough to keep a lid on it? Of course. But I can't help but think that no matter what opinion pieces I've read and no matter who I've talked to that served, although they all agree, at least the ones I've talked to, that the focus should be on the service members. And remember, 2,443 died in Afghanistan, 20 years, hundreds of thousands of troops deployed, $2.26 trillion spent. But I think the reflection should be, just like I'm saying about any loss of life, when we're talking about Mother Nature and these hurricanes, my goodness, this is our backbone of our country. Young people who were willing to serve, doing proudly what they had to do, working long, crazy hours, never knowing what was around the corner. And sadly for those 13, they don't come back to families. They come back and have to be proudly and with honor and everything else buried. But oh, did that ever hit me? I know many of you too, because certainly I saw that by all of the emails that I got in the mail bag the last couple of days. Just gut-wrenching to see this, really. Just gut-wrenching. So then what happens? Then it's about, you know, striking back, and there was a strike back, and two ISIS-K members are taken out, but there needs to be more, and there needs to be more retribution. It's just the tragedy that, you know, of what happened here, and does it make it all better? No. But remember, the Taliban are terrorists, so that's number one. And now you have the other side of this coin, those who jumped out of the Taliban to form their own terrorist thread. And of course, we pay the price for that, right? Absolutely. We paid the price for that. All right, it wouldn't be, you know, the show if we weren't talking about in some way what's happening with the push-pull of COVID, the arguments over masking and not masking and what school districts are going to do. And, you know, we see what's happening in Los Angeles, the second largest school district. You have to have, every week you're being tested, mandatory masks. Testing every week. So you have to be negative or you cannot get into the school. And for the wearing a mask or not wearing a mask or vaccinated or not vaccinated, this is interesting because this is a step further where the testing, it goes back to the testing. And I suppose that gets around the we have masking or it's an individual's choice to do that, because if they're consistently testing, I guess that's probably the way they got around the mask, if they're having a mask mandate or banning it or whatever. Because we see that this is the thread that is happening, whether it's on the West Coast or somewhere in between, or whether it's in the Midwest or the East or the Southeast or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And there's pressure. There's pressure on COVID safety. There's pressure on others who say stop with our freedoms. There's pressure on parents to try to figure this out, because we saw what the 15 months was like for kids who were educated in front of a screen in their house, and others who struggled to even have that working internet because of some of the rural areas that they lived in. So we're going to be talking about this certainly for a long time. All right, coming up next, we are taking you to a faraway land to introduce you to an interesting author, and then bounce back and close the show with some more thoughts on what's happening in Louisiana and some other places as far as Ida is concerned. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a conversation with Beverly Bell. She's in our virtual green room, not too far from Adelaide, and her book is called The Other Side of the Ocean, and she wrote about something in her novel that is very near and dear to my heart, as I have seen so many refugees and talked to so many and know the stories that I think a lot of people just don't understand, and I think she and I have that in common. Beverly, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What led you to this book?
Well, what led me to the book was a long career in social work in which I met many refugees and found that they were quite happy to share their stories. So I collected the stories and then blended them into a novel using fictional characters. So, you know, that's how I handled it, and that's really what led me to it, thinking people need to hear some of this stuff.
Yeah, and in writing the novel, you focus on especially one character, a boy. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Okay, it opens with the child, with the little boy in his hometown. He's not greatly rich, but he's an average child living in an average home whose father's a leader in the community. He knows there's a war. He's never been aware of a time when there was not a war. That's normal to him, but it hadn't impacted on him. until it came to the capital where he lived. And that's when his whole life was turned upside down. And he had to flee for his life without knowing if he had any other family alive, apart from the brother-in-law who was with him.
Wow. In writing the story and the twists and turns and in meshing these stories together, what do you think it is? And I set this up when I went to you, that people don't understand about refugees.
Well, speaking from an Australian point of view, I think that it's easy to believe that they are just fleeing their country or leaving their country, jumping into a boat, going to another country in order to get a better life. Not that they're fleeing for their lives, but they're just looking for something better. When the reality is, they, as one of the refugees said to me, it was a choice of getting into a boat and hoping to survive the journey, or knowing I would not survive the journey if I stayed where I was. And I think that's what we need to remember.
Yeah, so scary. Some of the stories are so incredibly sad. People are listening to our conversation, and you know, let's say they get the book. What do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I would like to think that they'd take away a greater awareness of what refugees have gone through, and a greater awareness of their struggle to even fit in into a new country, because it's a totally new culture in many aspects, and that they are just more, I guess, have a greater empathy towards them. I often say that if you see a man getting trolleys at the supermarket, he may well be a refugee, and just a smile and a hello is often enough for him for that whole day.
Yeah, that's so true. The book is called The Other Side of the Ocean. We're speaking with Beverly Bell. You can get it on Amazon. And when you saw this story, when you actually, you completed it, you put it together, what was it like to see, wow, I did this novel?
It was a great sense of achievement. I've loved writing for a long time. That's the first time I've attempted a novel. It was a subject that's very dear to my heart and that I felt needed to be told. So I felt very happy and, yeah, very excited that I'd finished the novel. A surprise for me was how the characters came to life, and how I really, really sort of, really, I'm struggling for words. It's so emotional that I really, really felt for them, even though I knew they were fictional.
But they were a compilation, as you said, of so many of the stories you heard. So I can understand, and that's a sign of a great writer, that you really feel these characters, that, wow, I created these characters based on some of the things that I've seen, and they definitely feel very real. In fact, you told me off the air that, you know, I asked you, hey, what did your friends say? What do your mates say about the book? And you said that there were people that told you, what happens next? What about the next time? Are you going to do another book? And that's also a huge compliment. And in fact, you are going to do another book, but it's a little bit different. And I wanted to give you a minute or two to be able to mention that.
Yes, I have. I'm about 3/4 of the way through the first draft. It's also about people who don't have much of a voice in this country. It's about a mother who loses her child to the child protection system and has struggled to find that child again, spoken with the mother as the main character and dealt with sympathy. And I have got a plan to actually blend the books together in a third book in the future.
Nice. Well, you're going to be very busy writing. We know that.
Yes, it's something I love doing, so I'm happy to be busy writing.
Yeah, there's nothing better than that. And again, this one you can get, The Other Side of the Ocean, Beverly Bell, you can get it on Amazon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for letting me have the chance to speak to you.
Wow, great story from Beverly Bell. And as we come to the end of this show, big recaps, because, of course, we are all focused on Hurricane Ida, Cat 4 storm. Wow, hours after making landfall, that speed, the wind still just kept pushing forward. But the speed slowed a little bit, which sadly, we saw this with Harvey in Houston, that increases the flooding potential. And I know I feel for our friends listening in New Orleans and in Lake Charles, and we're here for you certainly. And boy, oh boy, we'll have people on in the upcoming days, because I know people are in the thick of it, as I talked to many earlier in the day, and they were heading for the exit, so to speak, or they were battening the hatches, just depending on the situation. Some winds have been ripped off, as you can imagine. The Mississippi, this incredibly uncommon, the Mississippi River reversed its flow. And, you know, it's just the craziest thing, because I started really doing this show when Hurricane Katrina hit. And Hurricane Katrina, the predictions were kind of all over the map, but not like this. And Hurricane Katrina, this is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. So New Orleans is feeling the effects of the hurricane, and so is Louisiana. And like I said, I have such a special place in my heart. I would, regardless. And thoughts and prayers are with my friends and so many others in that wonderful, wonderful area and all of Louisiana. And it's going to impact all of us, too, of course, not just watching our fellow Americans and trying to help them, but it's going to hit the oil industry very, very hard, and it already has. So now it's just a question of the aftermath. I mean, look, gasoline futures already climbed to 0.75% on Sunday, and that means also you're going to see that gas prices are going to go up. Six refineries in the New Orleans area, including PBF, Phillips, Shell, Marathon, two Valero refineries, they're shut down right now. So there's, in looking at what's happening, it's kind of just this waiting game, from what I understand from my friends in the oil industry. As many of you know, I'm proud to be associated with the National Petroleum Energy Credit Association, having spoken for them and being the voice of NPECA for their podcast. And I'm hearing some really interesting reports. It's just kind of waiting. They're waiting to see whatever happens with the wind and the flood damage as it continues to go through the area. So it may be one of the worst possible for the oil industry, and it could impact major pipelines that carry, of course, fuel from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast markets. And, you know, the shuttered six refineries, so you know, to put this in perspective, account for about 1.7 million barrels a day of refinery capacity. So that's about 9% of the nation's total, right? There are three other refineries in the area, and one of them is Exxon, and they're in the Baton Rouge area. So they're just operating, it looks like, at reduced levels, but certainly this is something to watch for, to see, you know, what happens. Because I remember Katrina, when it hit in 2005, the price of regular gas shot up 46 cents, so it was $3.07 a gallon, if you go back and look at that, and that was obviously a pretty big jump. I mean, my concern is for human life, though. My concern is for our friends surviving this, as Ida is just lashing the Gulf Coast. And in the days to come, we're going to be talking about more of the stories that we've heard, and hopefully lots of stories, certainly, of survival. You know, again, we have good thoughts and prayers and fingers crossed and everything else in between. You can send me your thoughts. I know a lot of people have, as you heard, our mailbag from New Orleans and other places in Louisiana and Mississippi, but Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Remember, make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.